You heard the music. You know what time it is. I'm Carl Azus, and get ready to cross the Atlantic because today's show starts in London, United Kingdom. This is not where you'll find the headquarters of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, but it is where you'll find its members meeting on the 70th anniversary of the alliance. NATO's been called the strongest military alliance in the world. Two of its 29 members are the United States and Canada. The other 27 are European countries. And NATO was created after World War II to help balance out the influence of the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe. After the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, NATO's focus has changed, and its members don't always see eye to eye on its future. In the past, as a U.S. presidential candidate, Donald Trump called NATO obsolete. And as president of the nation that contributes the most money to NATO, he's criticized many of its other members for not contributing the minimum amount under NATO's guidelines. But more recently, President Trump has said NATO serves a great purpose and that it's now getting stronger. Compare that to what French President Emmanuel Macron recently said about NATO, that the organization is experiencing brain death because there's not enough coordination between the U.S. and Europe regarding NATO. Some other leaders of NATO countries, including Canada and the Netherlands, publicly disagreed with that, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel said judgments like it aren't necessary, even if NATO's members have problems and need to pull together. They'll be discussing ways to do just that over their two-day summit in London.